Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Engaged Family Gaming Podcast. My name is Stephen Dutzman, and I am your host. This is the official destination where we delve into the finest video games and board games that are perfect for you and your family. If you're a geeky parent, like us, eager to share gaming moments with your kids, or just hunting for family-friendly game recommendations, you have come to the right place. I'd like to take a moment to introduce this incredible team that makes this show possible. First off, we have John Tomlinson, the man behind the curtain.
I'm just a man of wonder, you know.
You are just a man of wonder. We are also graced by the presence of Jeff Walker, the man from the frozen north. How are you, sir?
I am doing good, Stephen. It's podcast night.
It is, in fact, podcast night, the best night. Next, we have Linda Roble, the mistress of magnificence, fondly known as Mom. Hi, Linda. How are you?
Hello, great. Even better now that we're here.
Right. And I'm looking forward to this weekend when we make our gift guide together. So I get to spend a whole lot of time with Linda over the next handful of days. Last but not least, my very best friend in the whole wide world, Amanda Farrow, the princess of power. How are you, my friend?
Tired, but I love podcast day. So
I like podcast day too. Can I just say, in a brief aside, during last week's episode of Coils of Destiny, you got firm, your character, but voiced by you got firm with a person who admittedly deserved it. And it was unsettling for me because I had never heard you speak in that tone before. And it was
never heard my mom voice.
I've never heard mom voice. And hopefully I never will again.
Only in game.
Only in games. Only in games. Yeah, I mean, you can mom.
I rarely bust out my mom voice at home.
Well, you know what? I don't.
It was unsettling. I'm glad I unsettled you.
Oh, it was very unsettling. It was like it was something. So, before we dive into the episode, few housekeeping notes. This is the last time I'll be making this announcement. Amanda authored an amazing book. There's going to be two links to books in this episode. It's wild. The first one, Digital Playgrounds, our kids and video games, absolutely one of the best resources on this topic in the internet, in my humble opinion. And that link will be in the show notes. And we'll talk about why there's going to be a second link shortly. We also have a brand new magazine. We're getting close to making another one. But we've still got the Summer Fun episode that talks about the Olympics and the eSports Olympics, no doubt, and some other really cool stuff. And we'll have that link in the show notes as well. And lastly, if you're a fan of Dungeons & Dragons and also a fan of shenanigans, or if you don't have 4 hours to spend on the other big D&D live plays, you can watch Coils of Destiny with a bunch of us and some other friends on opposite weeks, and they're on a wild adventure, and it is way more family friendly and funny and goofy, and it's wonderful. So all those links will be in the description. And now, with the introductions out of the way, let's dive into the episode. I do want to say hi to the person in the chat. Hi, A Wheeler. Many, many numbers. Hope you're having a good day. Well, thanks for the follow and welcome aboard. And also thank you, as always, to Ready Player Mama for subscribing for 30 months. Because we've been doing this way too darn long. So, we start every week that I remember with just a celebration, right? The idea is, there's so much negativity in the gaming space, on the internet, about games, in games, etc. We're bucking the trend. So now, each week, the five of us go around the table and talk about things that we are unironically excited about and genuinely excited about. And we're going to start this week with Manda. Manda, what are you? Oh, wait, do you want us to wait? You were taking a drink. Are you good?
No, I'm okay now. I'm just, my cough is very bad. You'd think that, like, COVID would have taken me out, but no, it was this cold.
So, it'd be like that. What are you excited about, Amanda?
You'd be like that. I am very excited because my second book is finally out and available for purchase. It is called Digital Playgrounds, Learning and Connecting Through Games.
How did I not know Amanda wrote a book?
Because you ain't paying attention, son. Because I talk about it every other week. Man. All right, so it's Digital Playgrounds. What?
Learning and Connecting Through Games.
Look at that.
So it's all about the ways in which we, our children are using games to connect to one another, to connect to us.
Absolutely
wonderful.
Some
of the pitfalls of, you know, being online, things that parents can do to help protect their children, you know, prompts for conversations that can be potentially difficult but are super necessary. And we even address like big fears like violence in games. Like, what kind of effect does that have on your kids? Spoiler alert, bupkis. But it's still something that we talk about and take very seriously because lots of parents and teachers and caregivers are worried about this kind of thing. So That's book two. Book two is now available for purchase through the Carnegie Mellon ETC Press website.
Great. And I'm sure Amanda will put the link in the Twitch chat so that I can copy it into the show notes. It was like the subtlest request I've ever made. So awesome. I cannot wait. Mega Mom's in the chat saying the first book was so good. Looking forward to reading the second one. Hard same. Can't wait. I mean, I knew what it was all about. I've known for a long time, but that's because like I cheat and like know you guys. So it'd be like that. So, but I am excited to finally get a chance to once again celebrate and enjoy your knowledge. And that absolutely qualifies as good news. Next is Linda. Linda, what do you got for us today?
So in the crazy busyness of school and life, we had some friends come over on Friday night and I got two games to the table. One was the Kickstarter Chomp that I had talked about before. This is a tile laying game where you are trying to feed the dinosaurs and not have them go extinct. Really fun. We had a blast with it. And then finally managed to get people to sit and play Acropolis with me. So this is another tile laying. Our theme was tiles. And we had a blast playing Acropolis. It was neck and neck on the points at the end. We were building our cities up and we just had so much fun with it. And now that I've played it with a group, I want to go back and try the solo mode and play around with that part.
Awesome. Super excited. Was it as many people as were there the last time you told me you had a few people over?
No, this was literally a few people. It was just four guests.
Wow. Yeah, the last time.
Yeah, the last time, what was it, like 16?
It was a lot. They were like, yeah, we got a few people coming over. You know, like, it'd be fine. You can come by.
27, it's fine.
And then I was like, man, maybe I should go hide in the corner. But I didn't. I socialized. I was good. Linda, I love it when you guys have folks over. Sometimes it's even me. And that certainly qualifies as good news, especially getting some of those games to the table. John, what do you got for us, man? You've been just piling on the good news in the last handful of episodes. Yeah. You got anything new for us?
The new milestone is under 340 pounds.
Good Lord, man.
Congratulations.
You are killing it.
Even the doctor who has a horrible bedside manner and is kind of like a drill sergeant, I saw him this morning and he was just like, good job, man. I was like, next time you see me, I'm going to be under 300 pounds. So, because he said 4 months, so plenty of time.
Yeah, man.
But I'm going to be under 300 by the end of the year. Knock on wood.
I mean, listen, the math is on your side there. Love it. That absolutely qualifies as good news. No questions asked. Jeff, what about you? You got any good news for us this week?
Yes. Sorry, my ring light on my webcam just turned on and blinded me.
That is not good news. We need something else.
That is not good news. So my good news is I got a little bit of a nostalgia kick this last week. So on Friday, Disney Plus put out a new Goosebumps show, which I was at the perfect age. I started reading Goosebumps in second grade, and I used to own the whole collection. And let me just do a little preface by saying that this is rated TV 14 for a reason, so I would not be putting it in front of your second grader. But like the show's campy, it's kind of dumb in places, but sometimes, you know, I don't need a blockbuster hit. I just want a dumb, stupid show to watch. and I am loving it. Every episode is the name of a Goosebumps book. And so they take, like, what is known in the book. So, I guess without spoilers, the first episode is called Say Cheese and Die, which is one of their more popular books. There's one based on Go Eat Worms, one based on, oh, I can't remember the other ones, but they're all, and then they don't just follow the story of the book, they take it in their own little twist.
Love it.
And so, oh, The Haunted Mask is one, which is one of his more popular books. And so Justin Long is in this, and he's probably, actually, I will be honest, Justin Long is probably the worst part of the whole one.
Well, it's like that. But, so, I mean, poor, this was not good news for Justin Long. However, absolutely love it that you found Goosebumps.
And Megamom makes a good point. She says she loves the overarching plot, and that's the thing. Like, it's not an anthology series. There is a story that's being told.
I mean, love it. Well,
I think they tried to do an anthology series a couple years back, and it just did not take off.
They had the movies.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they did an anthology series, I think, last year, and it was made more for, like, 10-year-olds, and those were okay. They weren't as good. But this one, I am enjoying it. It's not super scary because I don't like super scary, but definitely not for a younger children.
Well, listen, man, we love nostalgia here. We talk about it, how many times have I freaked out about something that was 30 plus years old. And so that absolutely qualifies as good news. I'm going to have to check it out. I remember the Goosebumps things. I was a little old for them.
When did you watch Star Wars? Was that like 3 years ago?
we're not being negative until after I give my good news.
Not a negative thing.
Well, I don't know. It was after they announced the sequel trilogy, but before they came out. Whenever that was. So it's been a while now. I've been a Star Wars fan for a while.
You're good.
But
you're good.
It was after I started doing EFG. Yeah. My turn. I have two things that I want to talk about. Number one, I was sent I can talk about this. Nintendo sent me a copy of Detective Pikachu, and I have been playing it. And you know what? It's pretty good. I like it. Guess what? It's got Detective Pikachu in it. And he drinks coffee and does detective work. It's exactly what it wants to be and needs to be, and that is awesome. So I'll have more real review stuff for it soon. But the exciting thing is, on a random Friday, I'm walking around Costco and I got an email, and it was a copy of Detective Pikachu. I was pretty excited, so I've been working on that. Second thing, this past weekend, I was in the Poconos with my World of Warcraft guild, some of whom I had not seen in 15 years, and some of them I had never seen, and it was a great experience. There's something about the camaraderie of a group of people that get together every couple of days and fight weird monsters, and being able to sit down and break bread with them. The story, I texted Amanda in the middle of the day on Saturday and was like, hey, guess what? I brought my computer with me, this very rig that I am recording on, and I had one of my guildmates who has a literal doctorate in user interface design go through and help me customize my interface so that I could heal better. And it was...
Yo, that's so good.
I want everybody to take a quick guess how long I referred to it as my doctor's appointment. I want you to take a guess how long my doctor's appointment was.
45 minutes.
Anybody else? 15. How long? 15? 15. Anybody else?
Man. 1 hour and 15.
Jeff?
10 minutes.
Y'all are completely wrong. It was 4 hours long.
Oh, cool.
Kahi knows. Kahi Keys is in the chat, and she's like, she has a guess, but she's cheating because she was sitting next to us kind of napping for most of the time, but also listening. It was like, it was one of those things. It was about 4 hours that we sat there from the beginning to the end. And you know what? It was insane. And I learned so much weird stuff about like where your vision is while you're looking at the center of a screen and the things that you can see in the periphery. It was it. And the names for the principles that explain it. Everything you think is simple is in fact not. And I learned that. And so I had a doctor's appointment about my UI, and that is absolutely good news, even if no one else agrees. I was so excited to come out of it. And also now one of my very best friends, because she is from Seattle. I have never seen her before. And now we're homies. And not that it was unlikely, because I'm pretty likable. At least I like to think so. But here we are. Me and my doctor friend. So that's a lot of really good news. Super excited about all that. Who's ready to talk about some games?
Let's do it.
Always.
Yeah.
So who wants to go first? Who played something interesting in the last that they are allowed to talk about?
Instead of me saying things like redacted.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying.
Redacted was so fun.
Yeah, Redacted was the best.
Redacted was the bomb in Phantoms. No, sorry. that was a weird deep cut, but really funny to me at least.
Yeah,
so,
well, I got it.
All right, good. So, well, of course you did. Linda, why don't you start?
Okay. I'm getting my show and tell out.
Yeah, get your show and tell out.
I'm getting my show and tell because I upgraded when I did the Kickstarter, and I've got little... skeleton tokens for the dinosaurs, little egg ones. So I want to talk about Chomp because it was brand new. We hadn't talked about it more than just like, hey, I got it. Hey, I backed Kickstarter. This was really cool. What I thought was really neat about this is they really made it portable by double purposing the cards. So on one side, you have a potential objective to get points. And on the other is essentially the land tiles that you're laying to try to gather dinosaurs and feed them. So you've got predators and you have herbivores, and you're trying to feed them the respective thing. And if you can't feed them at the end of the game, they go extinct and you get to use these little fun tokens that were upgrades. You're trying to get points by getting eggs in a nest, hence these. And it was one of those, once we read through the rule book and did like a turn, it made perfect sense. It was one of those kind of games. The rule book, we're like reading it like, oh, is it this? Is it this? We just started playing and it flowed really well. We played it pretty quickly. So that was a lot of fun. And it was made me very excited to play the others of the set of four that I got this in, especially since each of them are a different mechanic and a different designer. So very different games that will be coming to the table, hopefully soon.
Darn right. Absolutely. All right. So who's next? Who played something?
Sure. I'll talk about something.
Sure.
I haven't really been playing any video games, just some Picross while I'm waiting for Mario and Spider-Man to come out.
That's Friday. It's coming close.
I have Mario coming. Spider-Man will come eventually, but I jumped onto the Mario bandwagon. I kind of want to give a shout out something because I finally got it all caught up. I've done this on Kickstarter the last 2 years. They're called, I'm going to hold it up, Quest Calendars.
Oh, I remember seeing those. Okay.
So this is my one right now. It's actually a couple days behind because I'm having a... And it is an RPG a day. So you just, every day they have some dice rolls. You pick your character at the beginning of the year. So there's different characters you can choose. They actually have an app. So mine's all blank because I use the app. If you do the upgraded version of the Kickstarter, you get the app with it, and it's just something fun to do every day. Roll, like, they have a specific way to attack, like this specific one on this last weekend. You got attacked by a kitchen, essentially, and so it has the different attacks for the stove, the fridge, and I have to try to beat them all.
Listen, there are times where I probably would like to beat up my fridge. There's no doubt about that.
And every year it has a new theme, comes with its own dice. So this year was a space theme. Last year was your typical D&D setting. Next year is a woodlands creature theme.
Gotta love the woodland creatures.
Yes. And it's the Kickstarter. They did the Kickstarter this summer, but I think you can search for them and still buy them. You just don't get like the Kickstarter discount.
Sure. Okay. Who's next? I have seen every year I see the quest calendar. They obviously show me that on my Facebook. The advertising hits me right in the face. And every year I'm like, I should do this. And then I don't. I kind of regret it. I should do the woodland creature one.
Yes. I know if you do the Kickstarter, it's like $35, $40. But you get the book. You get the markers. You get the dice set.
That's not bad.
Upgrade for like a dice tower. And if you buy the full set where it comes with the book, the app they give you a download code for the app. Otherwise, you have to pay for the app as well, which the app was new this year. So we didn't have to pay for the app for this year's book, but we were testing it out. And so next year, they're including it as part of the Kickstarter.
I mean, $30 or even a little bit more than that for something that I'm going to do a little bit every day for an entire year does not sound bad. All right, who's next?
The story's fun.
And the swamming. Gotta love that. You got attacked by a kitchen the other day.
I did.
John or Amanda, have either of you played any video games recently?
So I'm on chapter 13 of 16 of Resident Evil 4 remake. But in the mail, I know it's so good. And I'm streaming it. So if anyone wants to watch adult games on Twitch, Six Pack Nerds Gaming.
You can put the link in the chat, and then I will put it in the notes.
Put my name. Yeah. I picked up Jedi Survivor and Final Fantasy Crisis Core for like $58 for the two of them yesterday used.
That's a lot of game.
Yeah, I got those two, and then whenever I'm waiting on your brother to finish Final Fantasy 15. But I'm going to stream as much as possible, and I need to get back to Starfield. I have way too much game to play now, but like hopefully next year I'll be streaming a lot more too and have more time.
Awesome. I mean, that's great news. We love to see that stuff. Man, you are back consulting with the indies again. So that means a lot of your gaming time is taken up by stuff that we can't talk about for years at a time. Is there anything redacted?
There is actually quite a bit that is not redacted.
Oh, I'm really excited to hear about it because you always play some cool stuff.
Absolutely. So I have been spending quite a bit of time playing a very adorable indie game called Sticky Business. And just as it sounds, Sticky Business is actually about having a stickers business.
Oh, I remember reading about this.
It is legit. It is legit. And I have had so much fun with this game because you get to design your own stickers and you get to price them and you get to figure out how you want them to be laid out on a sticker sheet and, you know, purchase different colors and different forms and shapes and characters and different words that you can use. It's honestly, it makes my very creative brain go burr at the same time as it makes my business brain go burr, which is fabulous.
Wow. So does it like rub together like a stick trying to make a fire?
It does make a fire in my brains.
I love it.
It's very, very good. So yeah, I spent a bunch of time playing Sticky Business. I've played a bunch of Baldur's Gate 3, which has been a blast.
I am so excited to play that game. I just have to wait. I just need to wait a little bit. I got to get past what I got to do is get past Spider-Man and Mario.
It's going to be a good holiday title for you, I think, my friend.
I'm going to take a couple days off and play it. So anyway.
You definitely should.
Keep going.
And you'll never guess what I played on my Switch.
Whoa, I probably won't.
I played Tears of the Kingdom.
What?
Yeah.
Everybody.
And I don't hate it.
You know, I'm going to have to make sure we clip out that reaction from all of us, except for Jeff, who was like, whatever. You can play whatever you want. But me and John and Linda.
He doesn't understand that I really did not like Breath of the Wild.
So tell me what you feel. Tell me how Tears of the Kingdom makes you feel so far.
So I've spent about an hour and a half playing it. And I mean, granted, I was playing it for work. You know, we're working on you know, a lot of design exploration right now. And they're like, oh, let's bring the producer in to do some design exploration. And I'm like, really? You trust me? That's so nice. I love that for me. So I dove into it. I love how the game starts. I think it's just very exciting. I love that Zelda's a friggin' nerd. Like, what a history dork. And that personally, like, that speaks to me because I'm a history dork. And it's so good, right? So I get into the world and Link and I are chilling. And I don't hate the weapon degradation because weapons are so, like, they're just, they're everywhere. They're just omnipresent. So, like, my wooden sword will break, but I've got, like, five more in my inventory. So I'm not, like, precious about it. You know, I haven't died. I'm enjoying the traversal. I'm using Ultra Hand now, which is how you kind of like glue stuff together. That's the part for me. That's right? The one. That was the missing
combination. Yeah.
It was the missing piece for me because I was like, okay, I get it now. And I sat there with that feeling with like my coworkers and I'm like, oh no, I think I like it.
You're like, oh no, I gotta play this whole thing now. Damn it.
Darn it. I'm gonna have to go back and like do it, like watch a Let's Play of Breath of the Wild to see what story I missed now because I just want to play Tears of the Kingdom. Who am I?
Yeah, I know.
Here's the thing.
Never
here's the
say
thing.
Never.
Here's the thing though.
That's why you never say
never. What's Susan's best friend? The guy that you were after,
Anthony.
On Twitter,
oh, Anthony John Agnello. I still cuss him out every time I can.
That's who you are.
So he'll never come around, and that's okay because it's, this point,
he loves it.
Oh, then you're right. You're right.
He finally played it.
Yeah. Well, I'll never get him to like Breath of the Wild, but so I mean, great. I mean, listen, this is what I want to say. That is such good news. It's music to my ears. But also not super surprising because I have heard on the internet and spoken to people who like this one more than the first one, and that's the same thing. You didn't like the first one, you like this one more. So and sometimes all it takes is one game mechanic to change an entire thing, and that Ultra Hand was that for you, which is great. And they did put a few more weapons out there, from what I can tell.
They really did. Like,
I feel like they did.
It just slaps. The game is good, folks. And I don't know who I am anymore.
You know what you are? You are finally correct. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Oh, no. Am I going to get a stern voice? No, listen. You know what you are? You're a person that was pleasantly surprised by something really cool. And that's the best part, right? Like finding games that you never would have thought you would have liked and get them. Like, this is what I like. Someday we're going to see, like, Linda will just like be just randomly like, you know what? I'm just going to play something. And all of a sudden she's going to be like a pro at like Mortal Kombat 1 or like just something wild. It's going to be some completely unexpected. And Mortal Kombat 1, I think, would actually be the least expected thing for Linda to like. But, like, whatever. Omni-Man's coming to that game in a couple of months. So, like, you know.
Yeah, but that's what happened to Jenna a couple years ago when, was it Splatoon 2 or Splatoon
100%, 1? 100%. The first Splatoon. Yeah. The first Splatoon. Never in my life would I imagine that my wife would have played a competitive shooter. And then here we are, spent an entire summer playing Splatoon. Yep. Anyway.
Every day.
Stranger things
have
happened.
Is that the reason whenever I see your name pop up on my Switch, they're playing Splatoon
2? No. That's that would be Jake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. If you're friends with me if you're friends with me on Nintendo, which I don't generally use the Nintendo social features, but if you happen to be friends with me and you see someone playing Splatoon 3, that's because Jake uses my online ID. And he plays a lot of Splatoon because he do be loving that game. Now, I want to talk about a game that I am playing on my iPad. And it is not what you are expecting. Amanda, would you believe me that I burned a lot of hours playing Stardew Valley on my iPad?
I love that for you. Like, a lot.
And can I just say, I was like, you know, well, here's what happened is that they had like an interesting, like, one that was set in, the Japanese countryside. And I was like, oh, I'm just playing this and it's neat. And it's very reminiscent of Stardew Valley. And my wife sat down next to me and she was like, honey, what are you playing? That looks like Stardew Valley. And I was like, well, it's not. It's kind of a knockoff. And, you know, but it's just set in Japan. And she's like, well, why don't you just play Stardew? And I was like, you know what? You're right. Because I was playing this game and it was frustrating me. I was having some, you know, because it's just not as good. And so I started playing Stardew. The mobile interface for Stardew Valley is strictly better than the than using a controller. Because you just tap on the side of the screen. And, like, the trip to town requires 3 taps on your screen. And just a little bit of waiting. As opposed to having to move with a mouse or any... It's just tap and you move. It's so much simpler. It's so much more relaxing for me. I absolutely love it. I'm going to finish Stardew Valley finally on Apple Arcade on my iPad. No joke, no lie, and I'm very excited about it.
Is it on Apple Arcade?
It's Apple Arcade. You know what? We talk a lot about Xbox Game Pass being the best deal in gaming, but I think that we should not sleep on Apple Arcade. Because Apple Arcade is really good for 2 reasons. One, it's got a real big bangers on there. There's some exclusives, like a TMNT Hades game. Like, that's like really good.
Y'all, no one really should sleep on Apple Arcade. Apple Arcade and, is still legit.
And here's the extra piece. You know all those games that we were like, we should, you know, these would be great for our kids if they weren't just going to be inundated with ads or in-app purchases and causing issues. They're all on there. It's, and so it's classics, like Cut the Rope, which, you know, if you didn't pay for it, you got all sorts of ads or what in-app purchase, none of that. Cut the Rope Plus, it's just the complete game, and it's just included. It's bananas, guys, and it's $5 a month. Easily one of the best $5 that I spend every month.
I will say another great classic one, Jetpack Joyride, is on there.
Jetpack Joyride and the new one. It's crazy. So I cannot say enough good things about Apple Arcade, especially now that freaking Stardew's on there. And Stardew's been on there for a while.
I may have to try that because I could not get into Stardew on my Switch. Maybe that's why. If you have, I don't know what plan it is with Verizon, but we don't even pay for our Apple Arcade because it's through our Verizon.
I mean, listen, it's one of those things that does come include with some of the mobile plans and whatever. But if you have iOS devices, $5 is absolutely worth it. So, I'm still stunned by the fact that Amanda likes Tears of the Kingdom. That's like the best news I've heard all day.
For real, dude. Like, I was playing it yesterday and I said to myself, I'm like, I'm going to save this because normally I text you when I, you know, have big gaming insights, but I'm like, nope, I'm just going to surprise him on the show.
I'm so glad you saved it. The genuine reaction of surprise and joy was absolutely worth it.
It was really beautiful. And honestly, it felt really beautiful for me too. Because I'm like, okay, I can get behind this game.
I'm so excited. So, man, we played a lot of really good stuff. And it's only going to get better because the next time we get together, we're going to be able to talk about Spider-Man and or Super Mario Brothers Wonder and plenty of other games because it's like nobody's really avoiding these two juggernauts because they were all too busy trying to avoid Starfield. it's like you can't get out of the way. Anyway, but with that said, I do want to mention the next time that we would be recording would be Halloween. We're not going to have a podcast on Halloween. I may have someone streaming on the channel. We may stream maybe some Mario Wonder or something. We may do that. But we're at the very least not going to have a podcast. Pay attention to the EFG Facebook community, and we will make announcements if we're going to do anything funky. So with that, let's talk about some gaming news because we've got some really interesting things to talk about. First, fun fact. There is a home console. We talk about business all the time because we have a business expert. There is a home console whose sales increased in the year 2023 by an undefinable amount. Anybody want to take a guess what it is? Jeff knows.
Know the answer.
The Wii U. Because for the first time in years, this is confirmed by Circana, formerly known as the NPD Group, one new Wii U has been sold in the year 2023. And for the first time in years, which means one divided by zero is an undefined number. So someone bought a brand new Wii U last month.
I'm so confused about that.
I mean, the Wii U is like, it's an unsung hero for its form factor, but like the Wii U walked so the Switch could run.
100%. Mega Mom's in the chat.
I feel like there's a story as to why it was purchased.
Well, Mega Mom is probably right. So
yeah,
Mega Mom said, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Mega Mom in the chat saying she's happy that someone wanted a Wii U. Agreed. I'm happy when people buy things because I assume that people don't buy things unhappily. Like, I assume that when you buy a video game or a video game system, you're doing it because you want it, and thus having it brings you joy. We're not talking about the cable bill. Like, nobody does that for fun. But, like, you buy a Wii U because you're excited about it. So I like to imagine, Mega Mom also saying she assumes that it was a replacement for an old one, which is very likely true. I like to imagine like one of us walked into like a retail, because it wouldn't have been at Walmart or any of those places, because those places have probably, you know, sent them off or, you know, done whatever they do with old hardware. So probably like just some place that had one and it's just been sitting on the shelves gathering dust, like a smaller retailer, like a local retailer, and they just saw it. And it was like just right there. And their face just lit up. And they were like, how much is this? And they quoted a retail price. Maybe it was a little inflated. Who knows? And then they bought it. And brought it home and had a brand new freaking Wii U. Absolutely astonished. I saw this story and I was like, I have to tell the story on the show. But I had to talk about how its sales went up by an undefined amount. Because one over zero is not 100%. I just want to make it clear that I saw a lot of tweets. They were like, it went up by 100%. That is not true. That's not how math works. But anyway. Other interesting news. There was a thing that was shared with me by a friend. And I'm gonna share my screen a little bit. Someone made a Dungeons & Dragons / LARP experience that is meant to be played at the Natural History Museum in New York. I'm going to put this on my screen here. I want to hear from the crew, because I've talked a lot. When I told you about this, what was your reaction?
Field trip.
Unmitigated hype.
Yes. Very much excited.
I want to go.
My first question was, where is that museum? Because there's many museums of natural history. And then we looked it up and it happened to be in New York.
Near me.
Yeah. We get to meet in the middle.
And here we go. I'm just clicking through some of the, stuff. Yeah. Mega Mom in the chat. That is so close. And an all caps. Oh man. Which I speak Mega Mom. That's excitement. Don't mind some of the dumb stuff that I have in here. So, all right, hold on. I guess some of these are spoilers, but, like, nobody pay attention. We got some T-Rexes and stuff. We got all sorts of critters. I am absolute, like, I've seen this. And so this is free. So I'm going to put the link in the show notes. I'm also going to put the link in the chat. Literally, you print out these things, and it's got a list in the Dungeon Master Guide, which is printable. It gives you the steps of what you have to do and what you need to set up. The only thing I wouldn't be able to do is I wouldn't be able to go there and do, like, a dry run. But other than that, you print this. I am So excited. So I'm going to, I can say, none of y'all have to read this. I'm going to read through it. Because at some point in the next 365 days, we are going to the Natural Museum of History. And I am going to run at least one game of this.
I love it.
Because it says it only takes 2 hours. So what I'm thinking is maybe we do a couple of games and maybe we have some people play with us. I don't know. We'll figure it out. This is a logistics hassle. We may need a project manager for this. We will figure it out. Megamom saying that if anything would get them onto a train into the city.
And we also, we could have multiple DMs going.
We could. I mean, we got to see how.
We have multiple games running simultaneously.
So I guarantee you that I will read this. Okay, says she volunteers.
There we go.
Look at, guess who is surprised by that? Not me.
Tribute.
Not me. So, because who wouldn't want to go into the city and do something cool in a cool museum? Anyway, this is going to be great. So, I'm going to read this. We're going to, I commit to our audience that by the end of the year, I will provide a status update on the EFG Does This Game project. So let's be ready because I'm very excited. And this thing is, I did put the link in the chat. The link is in the chat. Don't spend too much time poring over the spoilers. Because we don't want to ruin it for nobody. Unless you're the kind of person like me who will forget immediately after you read it. Because I could practically read a D&D adventure and play it because I don't know. That's my superpower. I forget things. Are we? They're playing Kirby Battle Fighters while I'm doing this. Can we turn it down a little? It's not making noise. Okay, the things that I was hearing, I guess I was. They're on my head. I've been having some weird stuff going on. Maybe I need to see a doctor. Anyway, so.
I thought you had a 4-hour appointment already.
That was my computer. Well, that was my World of Warcraft character, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. We can discuss that in their Facebook group. What kind of doctor do you go? So that's extra fun news, neat stuff. Stuff we'll do next year. I want to talk about probably, I think this has to be the biggest news of the year, Amanda, right?
Which?
The Activision Blizzard final merger. Like, it's over.
Oh, I'm so glad, quite frankly, because I really
say it's over.
Never want to talk about it again.
Well, why you gotta say it that way? How about this? Wait, hold on.
After today. After Virtual Economy when we talk about it.
Wait, but like, what if I told you we were going to talk about it in only a cool and positive way?
I'll allow it.
Non-ironically.
I don't have to put my business hat on?
Not even once. Reporting the news will be me. I'll put my business hat on. I learned it by watching you. Activision, Blizzard, and Microsoft are now not in the process of merging. It is done. It's approved. Final. They posted the press releases. They posted the videos. It's over. What that means is we don't have to talk about it much anymore because the news part is done. There's all sorts of people that are going to talk about the business end of it, the implications, the removal of executives that shouldn't be there anymore, etc. If you want to do that, you go to Virtual Economy. Amanda and Mike have you covered. Be forewarned, there's going to be a lot of cussing when they talk about Bobby Kotick.
It's true.
But
we are not a particularly family-friendly podcast. There is often much cursing.
But he deserves it. With that said, this is the thing that I want to talk about. Because the whole time, if you watched, because this got mainstream media attention, because this is huge. One of the biggest acquisitions the biggest acquisition in gaming forever. One of the biggest tech acquisitions. This is a whole big thing, right? This made waves everywhere. Everybody was talking about Call of Duty. It was almost like the whole thing was about Call of Duty. Microsoft is buying Call of Duty. This is a big deal, whatever. And yeah, of course it's a big deal. Call of Duty's huge, whatever. But, guys, what do we think about Activision, or not Activision, Microsoft loudly purchased Call of Duty, but quietly upgraded their roster and solved the biggest problem that they have. Amanda, what's the biggest problem that Microsoft has in their gaming portfolio?
Not enough family-friendly titles. It has been an enormous gap for them basically since Viva Pinata.
And first of all, can we just say Viva Pinata where?
Yeah, seriously, no, I don't even want to talk about it. I have created entire summoning circles just for Viva Pinata, and they've given me nothing.
Linda, Viva Pinata is a game where you get to basically create your own, like, petting zoo full of cute critters that are pinatas.
Okay, interesting premise.
Oh, no, it's wonderful.
Okay, it's fabulous premise,
promise. This is a fabulous premise, we promise. It's silly, you're playing mini games, you're raising... Anyway. We could go on forever.
I trust you to tell me it's awesome. Okay.
Okay. So I want to talk about some family-friendly games that they purchased, that they own now, that they could make. And a lot of people are nervous. Oh, they're never going to make any things. It's just going to be Call of Duty. No. We have Phil Spencer on record saying they did not buy this company for all that money for one game. They are here in the business of making games. And so I want to talk about some of it. And I will hear none of the negativity from the universe. It's all hype right now. They bought the following things. Let's all be excited. They bought Crash Bandicoot. They bought Spyro the Dragon.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, that's cool.
They bought Guitar Hero. Now.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, that's a small little game. Just a few people play.
Tiny.
It's
tiny. Never heard of it.
They bought King's Quest, which it has a legacy.
Yeah, it's true.
They bought The Lost Vikings. John, this means something to you. You said, when I told you this in the pre-show, you said you wanted 30 seconds to talk about Lost Vikings. Do it.
Lost Vikings is the most underrated puzzle platformer of all time. You have three different characters you're controlling. And the comedy is the most family-friendly, you know. Like, if they gave it to, like, anybody, like, they hit it out of the park. I can't even think of, like, who would create a better game for that. But, like...
I'm putting a screenshot in the middle of the screen. Listen, guys. It's the three Vikings. You're doing puzzles. One of them's got a shield you can jump on. They got a bow in it.
His name's Olaf.
Of course it is.
And the last time these three characters appeared was in Heroes of the Storm, which was just a League of Legends clone.
Well,
for Blizzard. It was still heckin' fun, though. I had a lot of Heroes.
It was fun, but, like, yeah. It's so great.
And one last one. I mean, I'm not going to talk about that. You know, they own World of Warcraft, whatever. Little thing. Those are the guys in the Ulduman dungeon. Kai, yes, that is them. Literally. They put them in World of Warcraft as a little Easter egg. It was fun. We beat the crap out of them in a dungeon. Kai and I are probably going to do it later. But there's one more game that I want to bring out that I think is the pièce de résistance. Guys, they bought Skylanders.
Yeah, they sure did.
Now. Yeah,
does that
right.
mean... Does that mean I'm buying more Skylanders?
Well, I mean, I don't...
I feel like Toys to Life is dead, and it's not likely coming back. But those games, from what Mike tells me, slap.
Oh.
Yeah, and the only thing I could think of is doing the... what was that game with Star Fox a couple years back? The last Toys to Life game? Star...
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
The spaceship one. I have it.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
I think Jeff is going for his.
So, but
you bought the toys, and then you could just buy them digitally.
Starlink.
Yeah.
Battle for Atlas.
Ubisoft game. I think I played this
for like 1 hour. I played that at E3. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's my I played that at E3 Flex. But I drop that every once in a while.
Skylanders and do that, or make Skylanders free to play and you buy the different characters.
Or, hear me out. What if they just make like a cool Skylanders action role-playing game with some of the characters from the game and put it on Game Pass? Because that like
spin-offs.
Like they don't have to, because they have Game Pass. They don't really have to overdo everything and overdesign everything and make it huge in order for it to be cool and successful. And that is one of the weaknesses of Game Pass, is that, you know, it's kind of anchored on the family-friendly side by, like, Paw Patrol. Now, I say that because my teenager is ironically playing the Paw Patrol racing game on his computer in the other room. I'm not kidding. I came home and he was like, "Dad, don't look at my computer. You'll judge me." And then I looked. Because of course you look when your teenager says that.
You never want your teenager to say, "Don't look at my screen."
Yeah.
That's actually panic time.
When a teenager says, "Don't look at my screen," what that means is, this is parenting advice. I'm going to put this on Facebook. When your teenager says, "Don't look at my screen," the answer is, "I'm going to look at your screen." And what I saw, I'll be honest, I think he was concerned that I would be very disappointed. I thought it was hilarious. I was like, "Fine, so you're playing a cool kart racing game, whatever." I asked him what would happen if they put Skylanders on Xbox Game Pass, and he said that he would break his keyboard trying to preload it before release day. Skylanders is now old enough that there really are like college kids and teenagers, etc., that have nostalgia for it. And absolutely. It is absolutely, we know the format of just cool little action brawlers works. They do it all the time, and they don't need to sell toys in order to make this game work. Just let us go. Am I crazy, Amanda, Linda, anybody? Am I crazy in thinking that this was...
Well, you'd be more specific, please.
Wow.
I need you to drill that down there, good buddy.
Wow. All right, you know what? You know what? All right, it does... Tell me... Like, this absolutely helps them, right, Amanda?
It does. Absolutely. Yeah. This is like being able to access IP that is already established as being family friendly. And Microsoft has proven this in my business hat on a little bit. It's now like on sideways. Microsoft has proven that they prefer the buy, not build method. And they've actually done fairly well with it other than their mass layoffs this year. But you know what? Everyone else laid everybody else off.
It's just a thing to do. Hey, you know who didn't lay anyone off? Engage Family Gaming.
True dad.
In fact, we grew this year.
We did.
Nobody can say I didn't. We grew. Anyway, carry on. Yeah.
No, that was pretty much all I wanted to say. So we're good.
This is, so I am, now that it's over and all of the stress of the acquisition is done, and now we're going to have some growing pains. That's how it always works. I feel like in the next couple of years, it's going to be a very exciting time to see which of these things comes back. And obviously, not all of them are going to be family friendly. They own a lot of stuff. And some of those franchises are absolutely perfect to come back and do cool things with that are not going to be great for kids. However, it feels to me that it is impossible that they will not use some of these to kind of broaden their appeal and help fix some of that stuff. And but like, not only that, I just noticed this and I completely forgot. Dude, they could make a new StarCraft.
I mean, they could always, like, I mean, Blizzard could have always made a new StarCraft. I think the problem with StarCraft is that it is, while very popular, it is at the same time very niche, and it doesn't make them a lot of money.
They could also make another Warcraft. Like,
well, you know what?
Both of those are
friends. I've been waiting for that for years.
I know. I want a real RTS again. Like
BlizzCon in 2.5 weeks. You never know.
We'll see.
Listen, here's the thing. I just want to point this out. They put out the BlizzCon schedule. Historically speaking, whenever it's a World of Warcraft panel, it says World of Warcraft. And now all the panels are just labeled Warcraft. I do want to say, like...
Fascinating.
Now, that could just be a graphic design thing. But, like, I don't know. If they call it Warcraft, that could be all sorts of stuff. It could be a new movie. It could be a cartoon. It could be all sorts of stuff.
We're not getting in our movie.
Probably. Well, I mean, they could do an animated one or something. Like a straight to Netflix
thing. That would have been better, yeah.
Or, I don't know.
Netflix animated series. Like Castlevania.
Who knows? Who knows? They got to be careful with the movie thing because they want to sell their movies in China, and that means they can't do any of the Lich King stuff. Anyway, that's businessy stuff. We don't need to talk about it. I'm very excited. This is the message that I have for parents listening to this podcast. This is the good news. You're going to want to keep your eyes and ears with us because we're going to be keeping our eyes on cool announcements coming out of this. I feel like Game Pass is only going to get more valuable for parents in the next handful of years as some of these games will find their way out. Because I can't imagine a world where they don't put some of these. So, what do you think? Am I crazy? For this?
For this, no.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, good. I was waiting for Linda. She was about to come back and be like, well, Steve...
I think Game Pass is going to be great, just, you know, the old games getting added onto it, and maybe that's how they kind of put out their feelers to see what people are interested in.
They do like data and analytics. Lord knows they're getting plenty of that from the King acquisition.
Indeed.
So much data. They know everything about all of our phones. So anyway, by the way, I'm going to put this...
A little eye there, my friends.
Yeah, I'm going to post this in the chat in Discord, or not Discord, in, I can't even post it, the 500 character limit. I was going to post a list of all the King games that they own now. It's a lot. So, guys, guess what?
They all end in the word saga.
Nope. One of them ends with the word cats.
And one ends in bay.
That's it. Yeah, exactly.
One ends in, and then run and riders and knights, but the rest end in saga.
Well, listen, they got a brand. Everybody, we made it. We did the thing.
We even heard of Scrubby W Saga.
We absolutely did.
So, I do want to thank all of our listeners for joining us today. Oh, we got a really cool looking robot from John.
This is, I think his name's Bob.
Literally Bob?
Hey, Bob.
There's a new theme. There's 10 episodes on Amazon and Netflix, and it's called Dreams, and it's about kids that get sucked into their dreams and they have to battle nightmares. And one cool. of the one of the kids has that skin
alopecia
thing. Yes, right? Exactly. Yep.
It's pretty cool. It's
pretty so cool. Very representative.
Listen, I love new villains that. I love new Lego stuff. And Linda, show us the blanket. It's got to be like a wall hanging now. Look at that.
Damn.
I wish I was that talented at anything.
Linda, honestly, in November when I come up, I'm gonna bring my crochet hook. Maybe you can show me.
Oh, I'm sure she could.
See what I can do.
I mean, she is a teacher.
She'll hook you up.
She is, in fact, a teacher. Oh, man, yeah. She's going to hook you up. Oh.
The table. Dang.
Okay, so.
Attaboy.
Everybody listening, thank you very much for listening. We absolutely appreciate it. Oh, thank you. By the way, how did I miss this? Thank you to Kahi and Mega Mom and Six Pack Nerds for the subs and the community subs. Look at you guys. Throwing out subs left and right. I missed that because somehow OBS moved all my feed windows around, so I couldn't see it. Well, thank you very much for that. That was awesome. We are going to be back next week for another episode of Coils of Destiny on Monday, where an interesting thing will happen. That's it. That's your... That's the teaser. Something very interesting will happen. And it's going to involve Talia. That's the hint for everybody. She knows because we were in a car for 8 hours. So we got to talk about it. So we are taking the next podcast week off. So we will be back soonish. And when we come back, we're going to talk all about a whole month worth of video games. It's going to be wonderful. So until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. We'll see y'all soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye.